A reading from the book of Samuel. Saul set off and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, accompanied by 3,000 men chosen from Israel to search for David in the wilderness of Ziph. So in the dark, David and Abishai made their way towards the force, where they found Saul asleep inside the camp, his spear stuck in the ground beside his head, with Abner and the troops lying round him. Then Abishai said to David, "Today God has put your enemy in your power. So now let me pin him to the ground with his own spear. Just one stroke. I will not need to strike him twice." David answered Abishai, "Do not kill him, for who can lift his hand against the Lord's anointed and be without guilt?" David took the spear and the pitcher of water from beside Saul's head, and they made off. No one saw, no one knew, no one woke up. They were all asleep, for a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. David crossed to the other side and halted on the top of a mountain a long way off. There was a wide space between them. David then called out, "Here is the king's spear. Let one of the soldiers come across and take it. The Lord repays everyone for his uprightness and loyalty. Today the Lord put you in my power, but I would not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed." The word of the Lord.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All his being bless his holy name. My soul, thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. As the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has pity on those who fear him. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The first man, Adam, as scripture says, became a living soul, but the last Adam has become a life-giving spirit. That is, first the one with the soul, not the spirit, and after that, the one with the spirit. The first man, being from the earth, is earthly by nature. The second man is from heaven. As this earthly man was, so are we on earth. And as the heavenly man is, so are we in heaven. And we who have been modelled on the earthly man will be modelled on the heavenly man. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I say this to you who are listening. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those who treat you badly. To the man who slaps you on one cheek, present the other too. To the man who takes your cloak from you, do not refuse him your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and do not ask for your property back from the man who robs you. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what thanks can you expect? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what thanks can you expect? For even sinners do that much. And if you lend to those to whom you hope to receive, what thanks can you expect? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. Indeed, love your enemies and do good, and lend without any hope of return. You will have a great reward, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged yourselves. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned yourselves. Grant pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and there will be gifts for you. A full measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap, because the amount you measure out is the amount you will get back. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a hard one, isn't it? Eh? We had a note pushed through our door. I think it was yesterday or the day before. From a couple further down the street who had woken up to find a robber in their house. And there was a big confrontation between the robber and the man. Could you forgive the person that got into your house? This couple were asleep in bed. Very hard. I always say if someone tried to get into my house or tried to rob me, we've got a drain running down the back of Ormond, of Desmond, and he'd accidentally fall into that drain, and that every time he tried to get out, he'd fall back in. It wouldn't be my fault. Of course, I'd try and help him, but if I've got slippery hands, what can I do? Very hard. I don't know if Father Anthony's used this one before, but I think it sort of puts things into perspective in what we normally feel. A man had reached his 100th birthday and was being interviewed by a local reporter. And the reporter says to him, "What are you most proud of?" And he says, I don't have any enemies in the world. And the reporter thought, wow. What a wonderful thing to think and say. How inspirational that must be. Are you inspired by it? He said, yep, I really am, because I've outlived them all. Jesus said, I say to you, listen, love your enemies, do good for those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you. It's often quoted a lot by lots of people. And I suppose when I read it, there's only one thing you can think of. And you think back of who's really like that. Or who was like that. And I came up with three names who recommended revolution, but in a peaceful way. One was Mahatma Gandhi. The other was Martin Luther King. And bringing things nearer us, Oscar Romero. They all fought enemies of the people in very different ways. And that's reflected in the first reading, when David could have killed Saul twice, but he didn't. He spared him. Would you have done the same if you were leading an army against an enemy? Very difficult. Christ loving one's enemy puts us all in the spotlight. Every one of us here, I'm sure, have someone who they really hate. They dislike, for whatever reason. But maybe after today you could go and might not think quite as bad as you do now. Because the only thing that overcomes hatred is love. If you let hatred take hold of you, it ruins you. It stops you doing the things that you love. Love is the only way to conquer hatred. I knew a man once who hated his sister. She had done something really wrong to him, and he couldn't forgive her. Until one day he had a heart attack, and then he realized that he was only probably going to live for a short period, and that he was at risk of having a further heart attack. And at that moment is the moment that he said, I'll forgive my sister. We all know of fractured families, and maybe that's where we have to start. But I'll bring it closer. Where we have to start is maybe here today. Is there someone we don't get on with in the church? Someone who irritates us, puts our back up? Maybe today we can start by loving, by making peace. I'm not saying go up and hug them and kiss them, but I'm just saying maybe start think of them in a different way. None of us know what's happening in other people's lives that caused them to be that person. But with love, maybe we can get closer together and share what's happening in our lives with what's happening in their lives, and give each other mutual support. It will liberate us from hatred or dislike. In our gospel, Jesus tells us, love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. Bless those who curse us and pray for those who mistreat us. It's only through forgiveness that we would be free. It's only through our own love passing out through us to others that love will grow. So the question today to go away with is, would you be willing to forgive those who've done you wrong?